Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you can join us via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, should we start serious or should we start on television?
Start on television.
All right, let's do that then. New York from SacUnion.com. The average American home now has more television sets than it does inhabitants.
That makes some sense.
Does it?
Well, yeah, you need them in different rooms.
No, you don't. You don't need them anywhere. I'm pretty positive you don't need a television set
anywhere.
I don't
even watch TV, and my home, before I moved 3 weeks ago, had more TVs than it did inhabitants.
Really?
Yeah, one person, two TVs.
Well, you were living... Wait a minute, your wife, though.
She wasn't living there.
Oh. Well, anyway, the threshold was crossed within the past 2 years, according to Nielsen Media Research, and they would know. There are 2.73 TV sets in the typical home and 2.55 people, according to researchers. With televisions now on buses, elevators, and in airport lobbies, that development may have as much to do with TV's ubiquity as an appliance as it does conspicuous consumption. The popularity of flat-screen televisions now makes it easy to put sets where they haven't been before. For instance, I know where I've noticed TVs showing up in Walmarts. Now, I haven't seen them around here where we moved to here in Keene, New Hampshire, but back down in Florida, they were starting to install them down there at the cash registers in Walmart.
What do you need to watch a TV at the cash register?
I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me. It would seem that you wouldn't want people watching TV so they could be looking at the stuff, the impulse buy stuff.
That seems logical to me.
But anyway, let's see. Rick Milan, a facilities manager, has three sets in the Summers, New York home that he shares with his wife. That doesn't count the bathroom set that broke down and hasn't been replaced, or the speakers installed near their hot tub, allowing them to watch a widescreen set through a window. You got to have television while you're taking your bath, you know.
Absolutely.
Mellon said on Thursday, it's really a matter of where your living takes place, what rooms you tend to spend your time in. Other appliances you can move from room to room, but if you have cable, you can't move a television. Although I might disagree here, in fact I will disagree, that living does not equate watching television. That's certainly a luxury activity, but it is definitely not required for life to sustain.
I think Americans might think that it is.
It's getting that way, apparently. His wife might want to watch something while she's cooking while he's got a baseball game on downstairs, he said. Half of American homes have three or more televisions, and only 19% have just one. Nielsen said in 1975, 57% of homes had only a single set, and 11% had three or more, according to the company. So things, they have changed in just the last 30 years. David and Teresa Leon of Schenectady, New York, and their four-year-old twins have seven sets, plus an eighth that they've yet to set up. They include televisions in both the parents' and kids' bedrooms, the family and living rooms, and one in the kitchen that's usually turned to a news station. Teresa, a stenographer, says, no one ever sits down for more than a few seconds in this house. This way you can watch TV while you're moving from room to room, folding laundry, or taking care of the kids. Is this as sad of an article to you as it is to me? What do you think? 800-259-9231. Has America gone insane with its television watching habits? Because we haven't even touched on the habits of Americans who watch television yet. How much time they spend spending their lives in front of this appliance.
Well, I think it's easy to take shots at people that watch TV or watch some TV or a lot of TV or whatever. And I'm not prepared to do that. For me, I don't watch much television. It doesn't interest me.
I don't watch any television. I do watch specific shows.
Well, that's watching television.
That I acquire from essentially a
DVD. If you watch a television show on your computer, Ian, you're watching TV.
Okay.
You watch more TV than I do.
Okay, all right. So
I don't even have
a
working television.
I watch a half an hour a week.
I have a working television. I don't have any reception on that working television. All I do is play video games on it.
Right. So in the average home, here you go. A television set is turned on for more than a third of the day. That's 8 hours and 14 minutes, Nielsen said. That's an hour more than it was a decade ago. Most of that extra television viewing is coming outside of prime time, where televisions are only 4 minutes. TVs are on only 4 minutes more than they were 10 years ago. The average person in America watches 4 hours and 35 minutes of television each day.
Wow, 4.5 hours?
4.5 hours per day. If you are sleeping for 8 hours a day, that leaves you with 16 hours of wake time, which that's a full 25% of your waking hours, presuming that you're not watching those TV hours on into the night and cutting into your sleeping time. And that's the average American. So some are less and some are more. But I wonder where the real bulk is. I wonder where the median is on that. While people are watching more television, ratings for the big broadcast networks have declined steadily. That's a function of the greater number of channel choices available in each home, according to the company. One new Nielsen finding that young people aged 12 to 17 watched 3% more television during the season that ended in May than they had the previous year. And that apparently is a relief to television network executives, not sure why. For a few years, Nielsen had been finding that TV viewing among teenagers was flat or even declining, a trend blamed on the internet. Oh, I see, so they're glad teens are coming back to the television set. Or on the popularity of electronic games or other devices. So I guess Nielsen isn't factoring in any time in front of the Nintendo or the Sony or the Xbox. They're just looking at television consumption, not actually TV time, not time in front of a television tube, but the actual cable or satellite coming in.
My sainthood would crash if it was time in front of a television set as opposed to time watching TV, because I do play some video games.
Yes, you do.
I prefer the interaction over...
I agree.
There's no sitting in front of commercials. You don't have to sit there and watch commercials.
I take a game any day over TV.
Yeah, I prefer... the interaction. I'm doing it.
Quote, there are just more opportunities for them to watch whatever they want to watch, said Patricia McDonough, Nielsen's senior vice president of planning policy and analysis. Oddly, one of the driving factors is teenage girls who are watching more television late at night or early in the morning, she said. So I guess before they go to sleep or before they go to school. I'm not surprised by this. It's just the most recent time that I've seen these statistics. I don't think we've talked about television consumption on Free Talk Live for a while. And I don't know if it's a good thing. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it's not such a good thing, because people they've done studies on people's brains as they've been watching television. And they essentially find, as I recall, I'm just remembering this, as I recall, they find that people's minds just sort of shut down into a lower state of being, essentially, when you're watching television. You're not processing things as critically. You're not processing the information that you're coming across as well as you might be if you were in a conversation with somebody or if you were doing anything else that required brain power and brain time. Apparently, television just doesn't require much brain power and brain time. TV's doing all the work for you. The pictures are there. The sound's coming through. There's not really much imagination required, at least when you're dealing with radio and audio broadcasting. Then you've got some imagination that can be involved. If there's a news report being talked about, you could imagine the scene in the news. There's a little bit more brain power involved there, I think. If people are discussing something, you don't know what they look like. There's a lot more in question with, I think, a radio broadcast than there is with television.
I'd have to agree. I'd certainly get more emotionally caught up in watching radio than I think I do in TV.
Listening to radio?
Yeah. Listening to radio than I do watching television. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you for sure.
So 4.5 hours, 4 hours, 35 minutes of television each day is what the average American consumes. Is that what you watch? Have you ever really even thought about how much television you consume? In fact, if you haven't thought about it, maybe now would be a good time to just sort of critically sit down and take a moment out and just reflect on how much television you watch per week. Obviously, a lot of people have their favorite shows, right? They make a point of tuning in for those shows, or now with TiVo, they can record the show and play it back at their leisure.
Which, at the very least, cuts down your viewing time because you don't have to sit through commercials.
Skip the commercials, sure, that's certainly helpful. But how much television do you watch per week? Are you below the average? And what do you think about Americans' habits watching television?
I don't think the average person would believe that they watched 4.5 hours.
Really? I want to know from you. 1-800-259-9231. Is this as much of a problem as I think it is? Because I do think it's a problem. I think people are being brainwashed by their televisions. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need money to help pay for healthcare costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You just go and download them. There's no logging in, and there's no membership fee. It's very simple and free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So I'm interested in knowing tonight what your television watching habits are. Are you embarrassed to admit that you are part of the average American, the average American who watches over four and a half hours of television per day? I mean, if it was per week, that's fine. That's leisure time.
More than I can imagine.
That's tremendous. Yeah. I mean,
if you think about maybe an hour's worth of viewing in the morning as you're getting up, getting the kids ready, getting dressed, and doing all that stuff, and then you think...
3 hours at night?
3.5 hours at night.
Yeah.
That's a lot
that
of
TV viewing. That is significant. I mean, 4.5 hours.
But if you've got one in
that's
the kitchen
31 hours
while you're preparing dinner and, you know, all those things, I don't know.
That's
31
and a half hours per week, Mark.
Yeah.
That's over that's one day of your week, more than an entire full 24-hour day that you're spending in front of the television. Take that out times a year, you've got 1,638 hours. I mean, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
In fact, that would be an entire 68 days of the entire year that you spend watching television. That's more than 2 months out of your entire year. That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-259-9231. So if you want to share your television-consuming habits with us, I'd be interested to know. And why it is that you watch so much. Isn't there something else that you're interested in? Don't people have hobbies anymore? Things that they do outside of the television? I don't have time. I mean...
Yeah.
I understand. I do run, you know, this is Free Talk Live, and I'm the guy behind Free Talk Live, so I'm busy answering emails and doing website updates, and I've always got something I can be doing pretty much for the show, so I've usually got things I can be doing, but don't you? Don't you have things you could be doing instead of sitting there wasting away in front of the television set?
Well, sometimes I have things that I should be doing, and I don't want to do them.
I understand, and it's a perfect excuse. Well, I'll just sit down. I'll do it after this show, and I'll do it after this show. Now I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the phones. Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, Ike. Doing great. I know you're calling about patents, but I'm curious. What are your television consumption habits?
I was about to mention that. I don't own a television.
Ah.
As a matter of fact, the only use I make of my cable signal is for the Internet.
That's pretty much what my situation is. Though I did have a television set before I moved up to New Hampshire, and I did use it for DVD watching purposes from time to time, but even that was fairly occasional, and the occasional video game.
Yeah, I was raised. I was actually raised without a television. My father thought that was the devil box.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it called the idiot box too.
You called it. You heard it called an obedient box?
No, the idiot box.
Oh, the idiot box. Okay. So what else was on your mind, Ike?
Okay. Well, I recall Mark is in support of patents. Is that correct?
Not exactly patents, but
he likes copyright. I think.
More like copyright. But I think that intellectual property in general, there needs to be something that protects it. I think that
I
the patent office is broken, though.
I got a better name for that than intellectual property. It's called time subsidy.
Can you explain?
All
time
it is
subsidy.
Yes, all it is you're asking the government to give you time to manufacture, distribute, market, and sell your invention. Basically, the idea is that you have a right to learn how to manufacture, distribute, market, and sell your products before you are allowed to have competition.
Like a 10-year period or a 15-year period or whatever.
Exactly.
Now, copyright, on the other hand, can go on forever, though, it seems like.
Right. Basically, the government is taking time away from your competition and giving it to you.
Hmm. I like that one. Time subsidy, though. I've also heard it called, you might like this one, Ike. How about monopoly privilege?
Well, it's a monopoly privilege, but at the same time, I think that's somewhat different. It's not a time subsidy because they're just completely prohibited. Rather, in this case, it's supposedly a limited time.
Mm.
So basically, by the time your competition is allowed to compete with you, newer and better products are already in existence.
Makes sense. So obviously, you're for them going away, but if that's the case, how would you allay Mark's fears about protecting the inventors and protecting the people that come up with these ideas?
Very simple. An inventor is an inventor. An inventor is not a manufacturer. They're not a distributor. They're not an advertising agency, and they're not point-of-sale companies. The idea here is the same as I believe you guys have done real estate, correct?
Yeah, we've dabbled in that, sure.
Do you do all of the work yourself?
No, definitely not.
Some.
So why exactly are you expecting the inventor to do all the work themselves?
I don't think that'd be work.
I think once the inventor owns the patent, though, they can expect they can, you know, have other people do all the rest of that work.
The only thing that a patent provides is the right for an inventor to publish their work without anybody else actually doing anything. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't keep your mouth shut, you deserve everything you get.
Hmm.
And if they want to sell their invention, try marketing it to people who can do the work for them.
So how about this, Ike? How about, for instance, the inventor comes up with some brilliant invention, and he wants to shop it around, but he's concerned that if he shops it around to one of the more unscrupulous, if he shops it around to a manufacturer, say, run by Mark, and Mark happens to be an unscrupulous slime bag, he's concerned that Mark might take his invention, tell him to go shove off, and then manufacture it without giving him any compensation. The solution to that problem would be to enter into a contract with Mark, with contract insurance, by a contract insurance agency. That way, Mark knows that if he goes and steals this guy's idea, the contract insurer is going to come after him, and he's going to have his reputation ruined.
When you realize that marketing and sales are two entirely different concepts, correct?
Well, they're related.
Marketing basically gets people interested in what you have to offer.
Right.
You don't give the details of something when you're marketing. You only give them enough information to make them interested.
But even so, the contract insurance would be enough protection for once the details are revealed, don't you think?
That's true, but the details aren't going to be revealed per se until you have a contract.
Oh, precisely. That's what I'm saying. You'd have a contract with an insurer, and that way everybody would feel safe. Ike, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So there's a possible replacement for the patent system. Instead of patents enforced by the monopoly government, you would have contracts and contract insurers keeping everybody honest. Let's continue with the calls. Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, the TV thing, it stops it for me because I'll watch maybe like 30 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll sit in front of the computer for like 2 days straight sometimes.
Yeah, but what are you doing on the computer? Are you're doing things that are a little more productive, I would think, right?
Well, not in the past. I would just play video games.
But nonetheless, I'm with Mark. I think video games are a much more productive use of your free time.
Not if you're sitting on 2 days straight.
You're
participating in the Evercrack phenomena.
Yeah, I don't anymore. I'm a former gamer.
What game was it that addicted you so much?
World of Warcraft.
That's like one of the EverQuest online massively multiplayer online role playing games, right?
Yeah, it's too addicting.
Josh, any other comments for us?
No.
Thanks for the information, sir. We appreciate it.
I heard a story of a guy that was so addicted to it, he wouldn't even let his dog out. His dog would just crap everywhere in the living room.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he was just... That's addicted
bad.
He was.
Yeah, that's bad. Addiction's not good. Healthy leisure times spent in the way that you want to spend it, that's fine. But just the question is, how much is too much? Is 4 hours a night too much? 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I will be adding not one, but two new Shriners tonight. And
really?
If you are on the updates list, you will know when they are on the website. So we'll tell you more about the updates list in a little bit.
Was that the picture that I saw that was well worth looking at?
Yes.
I see. Good.
I'd say they're both well worth looking at.
Sign up for the updates, everybody.
There you go.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by hacks from the Democrats or Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So we were talking about the TV watching habits of Americans. The first statistic was that now there are more televisions per household in America than there are actual human inhabitants within those households. So there are more televisions than people at this point in America, basically, on average. And I just find this all kind of sad. Maybe it's because I'm a radio guy, you know? Maybe it's because I do a radio show and I'm obviously biased against the
you
competing
probably
media.
You wouldn't be upset if you had a show on CNN. Yeah.
So yes, there's that factor, but nonetheless, I am convinced that television...
So if you had a show on CNN, would I be your Ed McMahon?
I wouldn't have it. I don't want a TV show, Mark. I'm not interested in that.
No.
Though I am going to be on a television show coming up this week here.
Doesn't
in
sound like it. You'd be too hard to convince.
Anyway, so I'm a little concerned because I think that TV has really been one of the major contributing factors to the dumbing down of the populace. And maybe it's because that's what people want. They want something stupid to watch. I mean, it's the chicken or the egg, right? I mean, is television programming dumb because people are dumb, or is that what they're looking for, just something mindless that they can watch? Or is it that they program it that way so people can just be more mindless and watch more television?
There's anything nefarious about it. I think that they try to make programs as interesting as they possibly can, but, you know, they deliver what people want.
I'm not saying that I think that the dramatic shows are uninteresting or mindless. I'm more referring to the news, to the political content. I mean, if you go to your Fox News, your MSNBCs, your CNNs, all you really ever see there is this sort of two-sided Republicans versus Democrats, the red team, the blue team. It's perpetuated by these news networks. And that's what I'm talking about, dumbing down. It's one. I don't really want to focus on the fictional television at all.
Okay.
Because some of that, that's really entertaining. I know. I mean, I watch Weeds on Showtime. Fantastic program. But really, how much independent sort of non-fiction programming is there out there? There's Penn & Teller's BS, which is available on the Showtime network. That's a great show with a libertarian perspective. There's John Stossel on ABC. He takes a libertarian perspective on things.
Right.
But beyond those two shows, I don't know of anything else. Now, if there is something else out there...
Supposedly, Hugh Downs is libertarian.
Hugh Downs is no longer in the business. John Stossel replaced him.
Okay.
So, Hugh Downs was also the anchorman on 2020. Now, John Stossel is the anchorman on 2020. So... we've gone from someone who was somewhat libertarian to someone who is much more libertarian. As far as ABC News is concerned, I don't really have any complaints about them. But for the rest of the news, for the rest of television, is there something I'm missing? Obviously, I don't have television. I can't flip through the channels and seek out libertarian content. But I would think that as a kind of a plugged-in libertarian guy, I would be aware of any other libertarian television content out there. Is there anything that I'm missing? 1-800-259-9231.
I think Barry Goldwater's biography was on something last week.
Okay.
I don't know if that qualifies as libertarian.
Yeah,
I think
either.
It does.
I don't know. I just am not impressed with the nonfiction offerings on television. It just seems that what they are offering up, what they're serving up, is just more of this mindless red state, blue state dribble.
Well, I don't think that any news is really... immune from that. I mean, I was just reading a newspaper article online today about, you know, how the FDA is broken, and the guy who was writing it was just looking at all the ways they could fix the FDA.
Mm.
Well, let's fix the FDA by getting rid of it.
Yeah, nobody thinks about those things. And I guess it's more of a reflection of who's involved than anything else. I agree with you. I don't think it's anything nefarious. I think it's just a matter of the fact that television producers and television personalities just exist in this two-party world like everyone else does, and so naturally that's the mentality that they purvey on television. But the unfortunate part is, because the people who are creating the content are so ignorant, and they're just closed-minded to the fact that there is a third option out there, and a fourth option, and a fifth option. You know, there's the Greens, there's the Libertarians, there's other choices out there. So despite the fact that there's other things out there, they keep the message on left versus right. They keep the message on red state versus blue state. And because we're Americans are out there consuming 4.5 hours of content every single day, that's what they're getting. So they're getting that same message just hammered into them over and over again. And so no wonder. I mean, it's no surprise when you come across somebody and they haven't heard of libertarianism. Well, they're not talking about it. 800-259-9231.
I think during the presidential election, the libertarian candidate, I saw him on two different news shows, and I knew he was coming on. I mean, he was scheduled, and I got information on that, so I was gonna watch. You know, that was it. I'm sure to most people that was just like crackpot.
Who's this guy?
Weirdo.
Yeah.
You know,
libertarian. What's that?
Because you always see some news story about. I think it's generally New Hampshire where pretty much anybody can run and it's free. And so, you know, 40 different people in the state of New Hampshire will run for president. And, you know, they just sign up and their name ends up on the ballot and yay.
So there's my gripe about television. If you want to chime in and let us know what you think about the state of television today, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, the other side of watching television, I mean, sitting there and watching for 4.5 hours a day, is that does certainly contribute to a sedentary lifestyle. And one who has a sedentary lifestyle, especially if one combines it with, say, a beer drinking habit or something like that, if you're sitting down watching television for 4.5 hours and drinking beer for 3 of the 4 hours,
sounds like a recipe for obesity.
You might get a little bit fat. And Dr. Carl F. Horowitz has some comments on this whole obesity situation in America, because there's certainly a lot of government types that are acting as though they're concerned with Americans' obesity epidemic, right? And they want to do something about it. So there are a variety of proposals on the table from the National Legal and Policy Center. What if restaurants throughout this country were too scared of a lawsuit to sell foods deemed fattening? It's not a far-fetched possibility. At least if a misguided gaggle of lawyers, legislators, and researchers get their way, Chicago's the latest focal point in a movement to create a slimmer America. Alderman Edward Burke this June proposed a citywide ban on the use of cooking with oils containing artificial trans fatty acids in restaurants that do at least $20 million a year worth of business. Establishments not in compliance could face fines ranging from $200 to $1,000 per day.
Now, wow.
Mayor Richard Daley says, we have to be careful when we start telling everybody how to live their lives. The mayor, perhaps, is making up for keeping a low profile in the face of recent bans enacted by the Board of Aldermen on smoking in restaurants and bars and the selling of foie gras. Elsewhere, dozens of states either have introduced or passed legislation aimed at curbing obesity. Measures include restricting advertising to children, requiring schools to provide parents with information about student body mass index, requiring schools to provide diabetes screening, because you know how, I don't know if you ever had this happen in when you were in high school, Mark, but at one point in health class, they brought up the caliper.
No, they didn't. I don't believe they even had body mass indexes when I was in high school. You just, you weighed whatever you weighed. They didn't have body, body fat percentages.
Right. Well, they did this when I was in high school, and this was, you know, eight or ten years ago at this point, where they brought out the caliper, and that's that little thing that you can kind of squeeze your skin together, and you get, that's how you figure out, I guess, how much fat to how much muscle you have.
Right.
And they were having kids do this in class, sort of this partner thing, and as though you are, I mean, you already know who the fat kids in class are, right? But isn't this just another way to sort of embarrass these kids?
It does seem embarrassing.
It does seem a little bit unnecessary. Can't we just have them, if they're concerned about their weight, do it on their own time, with their own parents, with their own caliper, with their own doctor? But no, it's not good enough for the government. They're concerned, and they've got a plan. We're going to give you some more details on their plans coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the MT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And if you like what we're doing here on the show, then there's an easy way to help us out. You can shop with us at the store, Free Talk Live store. We got Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and classic archives on DVD in very high quality. Plus, there's a flag there as well. It's just the beginnings of the store. We're going to be adding more content. We're going to be adding more products. I think one of the first things we're going to add is like some girl tees. Baby tees or baby doll tees, I guess they call them. Those are in high demand by our lady listeners, so I think that's probably one of the things that are becoming next to the Free Talk Live store. But still, you can still order some great hats and T-shirts all at store.freetalklive.com. It's store.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show. We're going to get back to talking about obesity and the plans that the government has to ensure that your children and you stay thin. We'll get to that first to the phones, to the fun. Mike in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how did that?
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how does Ralph Nader's programs over the years have affected the Libertarian Party in the way you think?
He affected the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, Ralph Nader.
I don't know if he's had an effect on the Libertarian Party. Ralph Nader is a bit of a communist.
Is he? How much of an affiliation does he have with any?
None. He ran on the Green Party and Reform Party tickets. I believe he ran on Reform Party. I know for sure he ran on the Green Party ticket a couple times. And essentially, the Green Party is a group of disaffected socialists and Democrats that have sort of spun off.
Too left for the Demis.
Yeah, they've sort of spun off and renamed themselves.
Don't they say they're worried about our health and pollution and everything.
Yeah.
Sure. They want to put all kinds of regulations on you to ensure that you have good health.
Well, it's not to say that that libertarians aren't concerned with pollution. I think libertarians would like to have clean water and clean air to drink and breathe as well. It's just that we believe that the solution to any environmental problems is to get the government out of it and to allow the marketplace and private property rights to reign supreme. Because right now, the government is the number one polluter in the land, bigger than the top four commercial polluters combined. And the division of the government that happens to pollute the most is the U.S. military. And I think the EPA is up there pretty high up.
They're certainly
well.
Responsible for a great deal because they lease out the land to other people and essentially renters, companies that are renting the land. They don't care about taking care of it.
So the answer is we want nothing to do with Ralph Nader. He's not affiliated with the libertarian movement at all. Ralph Nader is somebody who always turns to mommy government to solve all of the problems that he sees in the world. And that's something he's always done. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anything else on your mind, Mike?
Yes. What's the Libertarian Party got planned for this election?
I don't know. They're running candidates. You can go to lp.org. That's their website. There's a candidate tracker, I think, that they've introduced that will show you who their most viable candidates are. In fact, there's one guy in Texas, I don't remember what his name is now. He's running in the district next to Ron Paul, apparently, and he's running against... there's no Republican on the ticket, believe it or not, in Texas.
Oh, I don't believe that.
The Republicans, well, the Republicans blew it or something. They didn't make a deadline, and so there's like five...
I think it's DeLay's district.
Yeah, there's five Republicans that are write-in candidates, and then there's one Democrat who's running, and then the Libertarian. So essentially, it's really going to be a race between the Democrat and the Libertarian in Texas. So he's probably the guy with the biggest chance to actually win this time out. But I definitely would direct you to LP.org to get more information about them. Mike,
right,
thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man.
All right.
800-259-9231. Perfect example of how most people are just in the dark about libertarians and the pro-freedom movement. Ralph Nader, a libertarian? Not even close.
Yeah.
So, in case you didn't know, libertarians are people that believe in voluntary solutions to the problems that the world has. We believe the government has created a set of problems and does nothing but create more problems in response to those problems.
But not every libertarian is a member of the Libertarian Party.
Certainly not.
I mean, I am a libertarian, but I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
I'm a libertarian who's a bit disaffected with the National Libertarian Party.
Yeah, you don't seem to like any of the parties.
No. But I do want more freedom.
You do want RLC members, and you do want Libertarian Party members elected.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want whatever's going to get me more freedom. Whatever the shortest path to freedom is, that's what I'll follow. 1-800-259-9231. So, freedom not being found in your local governments. In fact, once again, libertarians, the Libertarian Party, I think they've got it pretty simple. Their statement of principle essentially says, I don't support or advocate force to achieve political or social goals. So... basically, we just say, if you've got something you want to see happen in life, you've got something you want to see funded, do it voluntarily.
Right. Convince people. Show people why your way is better. Use promotion, advertising, whatever means it is.
Mm-hmm.
But to use things like government to get it done is just wrong, I think. I mean, for instance, let's the seatbelts. If you think about seatbelts for a minute, am I not a big enough boy to decide whether or not I wear my seatbelt or not? And
according to 49 of the 50 states, you are not, sir.
Right. Apparently, you know, I have to
You're
be protected.
An adult child.
You know, if I don't wear it, I get a ticket for $49, as though that somehow keeps me safer. Right? And secondly, I've heard stories, I don't know about you, but I've heard many people tell me stories about how their cousin, brother, mother, whomever, was killed in an accident, if they hadn't been wearing their seatbelt, they'd be alive today. Have you heard stories like this?
Yes, we've heard stories like that,
You know, and it seems to me like just a terrible thing, an awful slap in the face to say to me, if my brother, who I died in my arms, would have lived if he hadn't have had a seatbelt on, to tell me that I've got to wear a seatbelt. And
yeah,
if
really
I don't,
is.
You're going to give me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of...
Man, if you don't pay the
awful,
ticket...
Awful, evil thing is that to do?
And if you don't pay the ticket...
Yeah, then I go to jail.
You. And if you don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, and if I say I'm not going to jail with you people, and, you know, you try to run away or you pull out a gun or something like that, they're going to shoot you.
They are going to shoot you.
And, I mean, really? Is the seatbelt thing such a good idea that you have to shoot me over?
We're going to protect you by shooting you, apparently. It's just ludicrous. I mean, when you follow government to its logical ends, it really shows how ludicrous
Every time, it's a guy with a gun telling you what to do. That's what it is. That's what government is every single time. It's not pretty. It's not fair. It's none of those things.
And
all it is some dude with a gun telling you what to do.
Their goals may be lofty. Their goals may sound good. They want to pay for people to survive in their old age. You want to help people that are under the poverty line. You want to make it so people are not as obese as they are. There's all kinds of lofty sounding goals that the government has. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how grand the plan is. It doesn't matter how lofty the goal. The means are not appropriate. Force is never appropriate to use on innocent people that have not done anything wrong. Force is totally appropriate to use in self-defense. If your life is being threatened, you need to use force in order to keep yourself alive and keep your family safe, then by all means, you need to use force to defend your property. By all means, do what you need to do. In those cases, I'm fine with it.
Force is fair to use if you are bringing in someone who has used force against someone else. For instance, a guy shoots another man for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason. Let's say it's a bad reason. He's taking his wallet.
Yeah.
He shoots a man. There's no reason that police shouldn't be able to use force
or bounty hunters
or whomever use force in bringing that man to justice. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. He's by using force on an innocent person, he's essentially given up that set of freedoms
right.
that he has. He has forfeited that freedom to not have force used on him.
That's correct.
Very simple philosophy. I mean, really, once you get it out there, people understand libertarianism, which is why it's so disappointing, going back to what we were talking about earlier this hour with the television and their lack of coverage of this movement, which is why it's so disappointing that they aren't covering it, because it's not complex. In fact, sometimes the simplicity of libertarianism is a bit offsetting for people. I mean, when somebody comes up with a political situation or an issue or controversy, and we just come out with this simple answer, well, get government out of it. Well, what about gay marriage, and there's a marriage over here, and there's marriages over there, and there's different laws in all the different states, and it seems very complex when you look at it. 50 different states with 50 different laws, and gay, and heterosexual, and marriage, and divorce, and it's very complex.
Child custody.
But to say, get the government out of it. Simple answer.
It really is.
Why do we need government in marriage in the first place? Yeah, we don't.
It's an excellent question. I mean, think about it. George and Martha Washington weren't married by a government. They didn't have a government marriage certificate. Was their marriage any less valid?
Did they love each other less?
Did God recognize their marriage any less because they weren't married by the United States government? And because a government marries you, does that somehow make it legitimate?
Nope.
Does the government, let's think of some government that doesn't have much legitimacy. Somalian government marries me and my wife.
Mm.
Does it have less legitimacy because the American government married me? What is the point here?
The point is control, Mark.
Right, absolutely. It's saying who can marry whom, how you can marry them, whatever. I mean, they used to have syphilis tests before you got married.
Believe
it
or not,
it's just ridiculous.
Though.
The government just wants to get its $87 out of you or whatever for a marriage certificate.
That's right. They give you a piece of paper in return. Whoop-de-doo. Oh, and then you have to follow all their rules. See, once you get the government marriage, then to dissolve the government marriage, you have to go through the government divorce process, which, as we've seen, has done nothing but tear people apart and destroy people's lives.
Some of the ugliest law practiced in America.
So when we come up with a simple solution, get government out of it, people are a little bit stunned, like, whoa, it can't be that simple. Yeah, it can be that simple, and it is that simple. More coming up. We're talking obesity. Hour two on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.